spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Oh, I'm sorry if it's not flying in your fucking vision the whole time and bugging the hell out of you.
Can we start?
Yeah, you already are.
I'm talking to you. Can I start? Can we start the thing we're going to do?
Is this part of the play thing?
God. What's your favorite scary movie?
Wait, hold on real quick. Sorry, though. Hold on. Isn't it supposed to be like ding, ding? And I go, hello. So I should probably go act like hello.
Okay. Hold on.
Right? Kind of a thing.
I'll do the ring, ring. Jesus. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi. See, but that's what's not what up? I want. All right. We blew this. Day 20 of 31 Days of Halloween, the Scream franchise with my friend Daniel.
Hi.
Well, hold on. That's where I play the trailer. Hold on. I gotta play a little clip. Fuck.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Well, just some scary movie.
Like scary movies.
Uh-huh.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
Daniel, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm glad we can make this happen. I know we tried to coordinate some stuff with our friend Tommy so all three of us could do this, but you know, apparently he's just traveling out of the state for the next 6 months. So sorry, Tom, you aren't on this, but I'm happy to have you, Daniel. And when I asked you what you wanted to do, why did you say the Scream franchise?
Well, for a couple reasons, because it's what I've been watching lately. Me and the wife decided to like binge to watch the whole thing. And two, because I recently realized that, well, actually, three things. Two is because it's kind of blowing my mind, and the more I think about it, the Scream's still around. Mm-hmm. Like, if we think about, like, when that came out, well, how old were we? Probably, like, sixth grade, going to junior high when that came out or whatever.
It was in 96, so we...
So no, even younger. Yeah. So yeah. The fact that it's still a thing and around is kind of bonkers, if you think about it. Like, there's, like... And it's also funny, and we'll get more into this, but, like, if you rewatch Scream 1 now, and just think about Scream 1... There's no way you would think that would like go on. Like rewatching that now, you're just like, how the hell did this turn into something? Like it's because it's kind of like, we'll get into it. But anyways, yeah, it's crazy to think that that's still out of all those movies. Because there was, if we think back to that time too, there was a lot of movies. Like there was this one, there was I Know What You Did.
Sure.
There were some other ones at that time. And
I think they all spun off of this, really.
Yeah. And this one's The Survivor. It's kind of crazy, yeah. I guess. So yeah.
Yeah. Many of you may know or remember I did Scream. Well, maybe not. I did Scream 2 years ago. The first Scream, rather.
No one remembers.
I mean, I have listeners that still listen since then, you dickhead. With my good friend Kurt Pruitt. But again, we are covering the whole Scream franchise. Let me get into a quick overview, Daniel, and then we'll start our conversation. So Scream is obviously an American mystery murder slasher horror franchise. It has six films in total, a television series. Did you ever watch the TV series?
No. Did
honestly,
anybody?
the first season was okay, but the problem with the series is they couldn't get the clearance for whatever reason for the Ghostface mask, so it's a totally different mask, which makes things a little weird. Anyways, the first four films, directed by Wes Craven. The series was created by Kevin Williamson, who Dawson's Creek fame. Hello. Wes directed, again, the first four. Williamson wrote Screams 1, 2, and 4. Williamson wrote this first screenplay inspired by reports of a series of murders by the Gainesville Ripper. So I didn't know who the Gainesville Ripper was, I mean, prior to doing research about the first Scream. But his name was Danny Rowling. He murdered five students in Gainesville, Florida, over 4 days in August of 1990. In total, he had confessed to killing 8 people, and he was sentenced to death for the 5 Gainesville murders in 1994 and finally executed by lethal injection in 2006. I never understand that when they're like, yep, I did it. Okay, well, you're sentenced to murder. It's 1994. Oh, hey, it's 2006. Now you're dead.
I didn't know it was based on something. That's interesting.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know it was actually based on something. So wait, did the guy have a mask like it then? Or
just... No. It was just a couple of younger kids that he had killed all in this. I believe they're all college freshmen.
Oh, well, so, shit. I mean,
that's and not... he also tried to kill his dad, and that's how he got caught.
That happens all the time now, so that's not very...
Well, okay.
Sorry, are you done with that whole spiel?
Almost. Sorry. Okay. Here we go. In total, the Scream film series has grossed over 900 million. You said it's pretty incredible that these are still going. Well, it's made over $900 million in total at the box office. So go ahead. What were you going to say?
So here's something interesting. I've in my little research. So we know that Scream 1 came out in 1996. Mm-hmm. When do you think Scream 2 came out?
1997.
That's crazy how quickly they got that one out.
Well, and then once we rank our Screams, I allude to that later about why I think Scream 2 is dog shit.
We'll get there. But Scream. I'll just say this. You know, obviously the thing cool about Scream 2 is it's made by the mastermind Wes Craven. I mean, mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know, maybe you know this, was obviously he did 4, but the rest of them he wasn't part of. Was Scream 4 his last film, or did he do something else?
I don't think he did anything. That's a good question. Let's take a look.
That's not even one of my trivia questions for you.
Let me see. Wes Craven's filmography. I thought Scream 4 was the last one, because they do a whole thing for him at the Scream very 5. End of it.
Well, in the Scream 5, technically, there's a guy in the movie named Wes, too. So
yeah,
they
yeah
20,
yeah,
after him.
Yep. Scream 4 was his last movie.
And God forbid, I mean, we love you, but that movie, I mean, we'll get into it. That was a terrible movie for it to be his last movie. So.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, we will get into it. You and I have differing views there.
That was so bad.
What's your thoughts on the series as a whole? Let's start there, and then we'll kind of keep going.
So as a whole...
Giving away our rankings, obviously.
I think 1 through 3.
Not giving away
this is very hard to say because, you know, there's a lot of great like movie. It's also probably hard to say because this is like the one we grew up on, technically. You know, this is when we're there. We grew up with it. So it's really hard to be like, or because the older ones, like we weren't there. Obviously, we love the Halloweens, the Friday, the 13th and stuff, but we weren't really there for those.
Right.
So to me, saying all that, don't get mad at me, folks. But the Scream franchise 1 through 3 of the trilogy is so fucking good. Like that is like the, to me, that's like up there as like the best horror trilogy. And again, I know people are gonna be like, what? It's because I was there. I saw them in theaters. I was with it at the time.
Right.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And then
nostalgia
I'll say,
factor. Yeah, sure.
Now I'll say this. Now, again, I'm not going to get into my rankings, but Scream 4 can just go away. That one can go away. Okay. But these newer ones, respect to the newer ones. Twist on these newer ones too. So
we could not be further apart, and we'll get
I'm
to
just
that.
Gonna say that's my I don't know where you kind of agree with that as far as the first three is how great it is.
I think that the Scream franchise as a whole is amazing, and I think the reason it is amazing partly plays into nostalgia factor, like you said, us being at that age where we were. I mean, I constantly watch horror films now, but you know, it was a different time to where you would go to Blockbuster or Hollywood Video or whatever, and you would rent the VHS, then the DVD. So it was a different time, and just being able to, I think now there's no way that Scream 1 could happen. And I say that to say, like, the two killer, I mean, at this point, we're not giving away any, there's spoilers because this movie's fucking from 1996, but two killers, you didn't see that coming in 1996. Drew Barrymore's on the poster. You don't see her dying because she was the big star at the time. So like no one was really on the internet, on chat boards or whatever. There's no social media to be like, oh, 5 minutes after the movie comes out. Oh, wow. Or on Twitter. Oh, wow. Drew Barrymore died. Oh, wow. Two killers. That's cool. And then you're like, oh, shit. I don't even need to see the movie now. So I think it was set up in such a way that it just laid out the groundwork for so many sequels. Now we'll get into these sequels because I don't think that they're all great by any means, but Scream 1 is so iconic that I just love the series as a whole because of that, because all of the movies in the franchise have throwbacks or callbacks rather to that first movie. So, and the mask is just so good. It's so simple, but it's just,
well, that's the thing. It's like, I think that's another reason why it's lived on so long. It's almost like with Halloween, the reason why Halloween lived on and Freddy Krueger. I mean, maybe that's the trick to a true horror franchise, is you've got to have something that sticks with people. Mm-hmm. The mask for Halloween, Freddy Krueger's claws. I mean, even now with Saw, everyone mm-hmm. thinks that little dude on the bike now and stuff like that, even though he's not even the killer. It's the old guy or whatever. I mean, I don't know who the killer is anymore in those movies.
We're on 11 at this point, 10. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, that's, I guess, if you're going to make a new horror film, you got to have something that sticks with people. And that's how it works, I guess, maybe.
And I will say the one thing with Scream that differs from the other, like, horror franchises is it's always, well, with the exclusion of Halloween 3, it's always Michael Myers. Friday the 13th, it's always Jason. Nightmare on Elm Street, it's always Freddy. Child's Play, always Chucky, blah blah blah. Where this, yes, Ghostface is what they call the killer, right? But it's always someone different in each film.
Yeah, it's always a guessing people. It's always a guessing game as you're watching, like, ooh, is this person the killer? Is it that one? And it's kind of fun because when you watch it with someone who hasn't watched it, you're watching it through their eyes of them trying to figure out who it is, and you're just like trying to keep your mouth shut, going,
exactly. Again, going back to like when, let's see, 96, we were 11 years old. So what grade is that? My math is pretty bad right now. That's like fourth grade, right? Fifth grade. And so I just remember being like watching this after, I didn't see it in theaters, but when it came out on to rent and being like, wow, there's two killers. Like, I didn't think anything about Drew Barrymore at the time because I was, you know, I was whatever, didn't care one way or the other, but two killers was something that you generally didn't see in slasher horror films. So it made it really cool.
Also, if we're being honest, the number one thing we all males loved about this movie, damn, that girl in that skirt's really hot. Shout out Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan. The trailer, and she opens that door and you're like, whoa.
Mom, chill. We don't read this again?
What is happening?
No, but so Scream, I mean, to me, that's still crazy, though. Scream comes out in 96 and Scream 2. And the thing that's crazy is, like I said, if you watch Scream 1 now, it's kind of funny to watch it in the sense that, like, it looks so low-budgety. So all the Scream movies now, you know, it has that thing at the start where it goes, and then it goes to Scream logo.
Yeah.
Not the first one. The first one's just, like, barely text Scream. I don't even know if it even says Scream, honestly, at the front. It may just say Wes Craven movie and...
It says it when the phone's ringing.
Yeah, it's just like Scream. It's not like, you know, Scream. It's just like, and the cutaways, like the little things to the next scene, it almost looks like they were shooting it on like homemade camera, just like, and fade. Okay, cut. Like, it, you know what I mean? It just looks so like, I don't know. Maybe they were just like, the studio's like, Wes, we're giving you only $5,000 for this movie and you need to hit a home run or you're screwed. And he just,
the original Scream had a budget of $14 million, but I think a lot of that budget went to Wes, went to Drew Barrymore for her, you know, 10 minutes. And then maybe Neve Campbell, because she was on the come up, David Arquette and Courtney Cox. I mean, Courtney Cox was what? She was in Friends at this time, right?
I guess, yeah.
So a lot of that probably went to the actors as well as Wes, and probably left little for like filming budget. But even with that said, I think they do a fucking,
I mean, I'm just saying it, if you look back on it now, it just looks kind of funny just because you're cheaper. Just like, because you look at these other ones and they're so high. I mean, when you watch one and you watch second one right after it, you're just watching the second one going like, well, they got a higher budget on this one, because you can hear like, just like them having music playing as they're walking around and stuff like that, where in the first one it's just like nothing like that.
Yeah, Scream 2 had a $24 million budget, so an additional $10 million for the second film in less than a year. So,
and I would go to bet that a lot of that budget also went to them having not the Doors song, but a make-believe Doors
band.
That's one of my favorite things about the franchise, too. Yeah, I love that, too. It's
what,
like,
a great song.
You could tell they tried so hard to get the Doors, and they were probably like, go to hell. So they just got like a local cover band to do
Nick
a song
Cave,
for them.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds is the name.
Oh, it's
of that
Nick
group.
Cave that does that?
Yeah, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Is that real? Did you really know
who
that is?
Well, I know Nick Cave is. Yeah, he's like a big, like, you know, indie guy and stuff like that. Well, I just thought it was like some local wannabe Doors guys, because that's what it sounds like to me.
The budgets kept going up. Scream 3, $40 million budget. That's a lot. That's a lot from Scream 2 even. So how do you want to do? Do you want to do your trivia for me before we rank?
No, we'll do that last.
Okay. Again, these are all, I mean, Scream is such an iconic franchise. Even the movies I don't like, there's parts that I love, but you know, obviously we can get into that here in just a second. But I think Scream 1, like you said, really set up slasher films for the next, 20 years almost. You talk about I Know What You Did Last Summer. You talk about Urban Legend. I mean, there were so many movies where it's like a teen, you know.
Well, it's not even just the movies. It's a lot of like the same actors just kind of spun off into things. Like, yeah. I mean, Sarah Michelle Gellar is in, mm-hmm. what, she's in the I second Scream, and then mm-hmm. she's in I Know You Did, and then she's also in The Grudge, right? And stuff like that. So a lot of these actors just kind of like got stuck in this. I don't know if that's good or bad for them.
Well, it may even, I mean, you think about a lot of movies in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s as well. A lot of them are just teen movies. Like I remember they even made fun of them with Not Another Teen Movie and all of that. And obviously these get made fun of with Scary Movie.
Yeah, God bless Daffy Doofy. Oh man. By the way, I want to say this too before we get into things. My MVP of the whole Scream franchise, and I want to hear if you have an MVP, is Deputy.
Dewey.
I want to see.
You're going to call him Doofy.
Yeah. But shout out to him. He is the real MVP of this whole franchise. I mean, I know you want to say it's Sidney Prescott, but you know, she didn't want to be there. She left the damn town. You know, she wasn't really truly there to help. But him,
I'm with you.
He was the MVP, and he died to help people in that town. Right. So
Dewey was the man. I'm not going to get into this. We can talk about it in a minute. But yeah, the MVP of the whole franchise, without a doubt, Dewey.
And most improved.
He was absolutely missed in Scream 6.
And most improved, I'll give it to Randy. You know, I felt like from one to two, his part really went amazing. And then how his character was still kind of there, even though he was dead, was still great. Like,
we need a different award. Not most improved, but it's like
most missed.
Nah, what's the what do they give to people who do stuff for the public, like in the NFL, like Man of the Year award, but like man of the series, man of the franchise,
man even that we though wish like lasted more of the film.
God damn it, he's so good in this. You know, he's so good.
But I mean, like I said, he's kind of still around. I mean, on those newer movies, spoiler alert, he has niece and nephews there, and then his sister's technically still in it too. So. Right.
That's what I mean. Like he provided so much for this franchise, even when he was gone.
Shout out to
man of the franchise. Yeah, I'm with.
And his stupid rules. Well, I'm sorry, not stupid, but you know his rules. Things.
They're the rules. you broke the rule. You gotta die. all right. I want to do worst to best on the rankings. Is that okay with you? Do you want me to give my worst first, or do you want to
give? I'll give mine because it seems like you're gonna have such a different reaction to things. It sounds like here, so you just want the whole list, right?
Yeah, just do your whole list. Okay, and then maybe if you want to give just a slight reason as to why.
Okay, so my worst one, so number six, I guess, on the list, and I said it kind of earlier. Scream 4 to me is so fucking bad, and here's a reason also that it's probably. It probably sucks so bad. So Scream 3 comes out in 2000.
Yep.
Scream 4 didn't come out till 11 years later, not till 2000. That just is a sign for not so. That to me says there should have only been three movies. It was supposed to be the end. And something happened where in 11 years later, they just gave Wes Craven so much money that he's like, fine, let's do it. And all the other actors.
Okay.
It is so bad because it goes against all the first three movies. It is way too gory. Compared to the other three, like that part where that girl gets cut and they're like her things are on the bed. I was like, this is not Scream.
Her
this
things?
Like her insides are just
Scream 1, insides were hanging out on Barrymore from the tree.
But you know what I mean. Like in all the other ones, it's just stabbing. And so it was too much. It was trying to be too much.
All right.
And then.
What are you, five?
The acting in it was so bad. Wow. It was so bad. And then the end with who the killer is, the girl, the Emma Roberts, right?
Yeah.
That was terrible. It was so bad. Okay. And here's another thing that this is kind of goes actually to all the movies, is kind of a nitpick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every time they have the killers like in the movie and you're just watching them, they look so big, right?
Right.
And then when it actually reveals the killer, you're like, you're telling me this little Emma Roberts character was getting kicked around and she could still go up? And like, I did not believe that one bit. I'm sorry. That's okay. Probably a nitpick on my
end. That's fine. That's fine. That part's fine. Sure. And then also, what's his name? Rory Culkin in real life, Macaulay's brother, the other killer in the film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, he's just, yeah.
That whole thing was just like, okay, what are we doing here?
It was a little too much. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to keep going, or you want to nitpick back on that one?
No. I understand, but a lot of them are that way. And again, we'll get into one that I absolutely hate, to where it's like, really, really. But go ahead. What's your fifth?
My next one is Scream. I guess technically six, right? Whatever the last one that came out.
New York.
Yeah. You know, it's okay. It was better than I thought it was going to be, but it's not. It's still not great. I mean. It's fine. It is what it is. Next one is technically it's just called Scream, but technically five. It's Scream 5. Right. Yeah. I liked the connection of things, you know, the girl's dad ends up being, what's his name? The Billy. Original killer. Mm-hmm. Thought Billy that was interesting. Yeah. But again, in this movie, I thought there was some terrible acting in this movie. Like when she's talking to her sister and like 1 minute she's like, oh, I love you. And all of a sudden something flips. Like she says, that's my dad. She's like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, okay, calm down. Whoa.
There's definitely go ahead. Keep going.
And David Arquette in this movie is so bad. Like when they go to that trailer and he's in his thing there and he's like, you got to know the rules. He's like, they're just talking. And then he just starts going into the rules. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? He's like, this is so bad.
It's still Dewey though.
But and then he goes and sees Courtney Cox for the first time. And it's just like, you can tell, you understand that they're talking to tell all of us watching what happened to him.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're telling me if they just met for the first time, they're just all of a sudden going to go into a spiel of why they're not together. It's like, okay.
Well, you remember. Yeah. Yeah. No, I
you just, that. Dewey, you just left in the middle of the night. Like, Dewey wouldn't do that.
No.
So
she would. She would, but he wouldn't.
Yeah. I liked the movie for, you know, the story and the setup for what to come. It was definitely better than I thought. I thought it was going to fucking suck, to be honest, when it first came out, but it was a lot better than I expected. So there's that. Now we're on. So
hold on. Let me just. What? Are you done with that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree on the acting isn't great. I think Jenna Ortega is really good, but I think she's like really good in all of her movies. The Melissa Barrera, the one who plays the main one, like Billy Loomis's daughter or whatever, I think she's awful in that one. Six, and then probably in Seven that's coming out in a couple of years or whenever the hell that comes out. But that's the only thing I have to rebuttal on yours. But I thought Ortega was good. I thought, Dewey's Dewey. So.
Well, and I guess also, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this shit, but it's crazy that they killed the main character. I mean, at this point, Dewey dies in that one, and Courtney Cox's character dies in the next one. Oh, this is another thing that, I mean, this kind of goes through all of them. But how is it Courtney Cox's character can show up every freaking one of these movies, and they hate her at first because she's done wrote in a book or something, and then 30 seconds later, they're like, you know what? Okay, fine. You're bound our team. Like,
man,
how many fucking movies are we going to keep letting her come in and be the bad guy for a second? Then all of a sudden she's the good, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
but that's me nitpicking. I mean, that's horror films. That happens. You know, they do that kind of shit. It is what it is.
I truly hate Gale Weathers in every single movie, but go ahead.
Okay. So that was number four. So number three, this is where we're going to get a little crazy with the trilogy, the first trilogies.
Okay.
My number three is Scream 2.
Wow. Okay. my God.
You ready to have your mind blown here though?
Yeah.
Number two is Scream 1. And my number one of them is
on God's green earth. Scream 3 is the best Scream. For go me, ahead. I tell
love
me
Scream,
why.
I love Scream 3, and here's why. I'll tell you why.
Okay. Go ahead.
It was the way they connected it all together with how the killer was her brother and the mom was like, you know, because if you think about it, you know, you got to think about it. It's hard to think about it sometimes, these horror films. If you really think about it, the way it tells that story at the end, the true villain of this whole franchise, well, at least the first three films, is Sidney Prescott's mom. If it wasn't for her being, you know, kind of sleeping around and all that, none of this would have happened.
If it wasn't for her flushing her shit
She hadn't slept with the guy's mom and she gets knocked up and, you know, all that. And then she comes back to town and sleeps with the dude's dad. And then he becomes, you know, it's all her fault.
Okay.
And that's, to me, that was the, you know, I don't think a lot of people thought about that, but that's what that Scream 3 gave it. And that whole connection to me was like, mwah. And also it was the ending for the whole, that first three, and the way they tied it up, I thought was brilliant. I thought it was great. And I thought all the actors in that movie were good. I mean, I really recently watched it, and I watched that and I was like, I don't think there's one person in this. I'm going like, cause here's the thing. Scream 2.
Yeah.
I like Scream 2 a lot, but Jada Pinkett at the start of that movie is so fucking bad.
I'm so sick
bad.
Of her. I'm so sick of her right now.
That doesn't mind, but her at the start of that, her acting at the start of that movie was terrible.
Yeah.
And so that just brought it down a little bit for me on that. And then Scream 1, it's great, but I mean, Scream 3 to me was just amazing. So
this is fucking crazy. I did not. Okay. You want me to get into my list?
Blew your mind.
Yeah. And I was trying to get out the quote that Stu says where he's like, mom's walking around like Sharon Stone. Let's face it, Sid. Your mom is no Sharon
Stone.
There's
so many good quotes from that fucking first couple movies. Sorry, a lot of swearing for me here. Go ahead.
It's fine. My worst in this in the whole franchise is Scream 3.
What?
Yeah.
The worst?
Sydney is not hardly in it, and this is all about her and her mom. Right. The killer. No, go back and watch it. Go back and watch it. The killer. Also, Gail looks weird, but I hate Gail in all of them. But she definitely looks the weirdest in this rendition. But that's just all nitpicking right there. And then like, OK, her half brother is the killer. Her half brother. OK. And he.
What's wrong with that? I don't.
And he goes all the way back and he like manipulated Billy and Stu to do this. No, that's so stupid. That is stupid. It was like Wes, or not even Wes. Who was it? Kevin? No, you can tell Kevin Williamson didn't write number 3. Okay, I'll just say that he wrote 1, 2, and then someone else was like, "Hey, I can take over 3. I got an idea." Kind of like how, you know, in Halloween, they tried to say that Laurie was the brother of Michael. Let's go ahead and do that and just try to figure, like, it's got to be like a family, like some random guy. Yeah, we'll do that. No, I hated 3 almost the whole way through. My second worst, or my fifth favorite, I guess, is Scream 6. So similar to yours, pretty much the same. You know, the New York one. I think it sucks story wise. You talked about gore in Scream 4, was it? This one is very gory, which, whatever. I don't care about gore. I don't care about blood. But some of the main characters get stabbed like 26 times. Like, what's the dude's name? The boyfriend, the taller guy. He literally gets stabbed, I think, 20 plus times, and he's alive. What the fuck? Like, a lot of people are getting messed up in this film. And they live. There are 3 killers. Sorry if I ruined that for anybody, but I don't think you even need to watch the newest one. 3 killers. I knew the cop was involved the whole time. Like, you could have fucking, yeah, he's one of them. Then the boyfriend, and the reason that he's a killer is fucking stupid because he like enjoys the scream, the stab films.
You're getting it mixed up. The boyfriend's in Scream 5. The sixth one is the family, which is connected
to
the guy.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Scream 5.
It's the dad and the 2 kids. But
the 2 kids.
And they're the brother and sister of the guy, apparently.
There you go.
But that connection was stupid.
It was awful.
They just kind of did that together.
Yeah. So then I guess, yeah, there we go. I guess I just mashed those two together because the next least favorite is Scream 5. I did enjoy the new characters. I guess, like you said, the acting was horrible. Some of them were. I like Jenna Ortega. It pissed me off that Dewey had to die. I understand they have to kill legacy characters, but I was really like, fuck, could we just let Gail die? And a side note, Gail doesn't die in Scream 6. She's not dead.
I guess
she's going to be in fucking Part 7. Why? She's the worst character of the whole fucking franchise. I don't know why. I would rather have a ghost of
Billy? Stu?
No. not even Stu, Randy. I would rather have Randy's ghost come back than have a live Gale Weathers. So there you go. And what was the other one? The ghost shit's weird. Like I like a little wrinkle in there, like how Billy Loomis, that's his daughter, and like he comes back to talk to her. And I, if it's not a ghost, if it's just like her like head messing with her, but what? It's just weird.
I watched a video explaining that whole thing, and someone really deep dive about how like he's her inner voice, but helping her find her inner ghost, how to like fight back because she's now the victim. And it's like,
yeah,
it's like you guys are way overthinking this. Like,
and also like if it's just Billy, why can't Grandma be a part of it too, because she was a killer, which leads me to Scream 2.
I forgot real quick the thing that was cool though about the Scream, I think it was the fifth one,
five,
is that they ended up back at Stu's house. That was kind of cool. I like that. That was cool.
Yeah, there's little things that I like about all of these minus Scream 3. Scream 2, Scream 2, outside of Jada Pinkett being awful,
terrible,
I really do like the whole first half of Scream 2, like the whole thing. I love the way that the killings happen in the beginning. I like that whole thing because Scream 2 is, for those who haven't seen it, at the very beginning of the movie, they're going to see the Stab movie, which is based off of the original Scream, which obviously Scream was based off of the Gainesville Ripper. So it's all like, I don't know, you call it meta, call it on the nose, tongue in cheek. I don't know what the fuck you call it, but they're going to watch a movie about the first movie and then someone gets killed. So Scream 2, first half, I really enjoy. I mean, you got Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know what I'm saying? 1997, what more do you want in a film? But again, the second half sucks. I hate that Randy gets killed. It kind of feels like after that, it's like a meh. And then Mickey, one of the killers, he's just like a Stu knockoff when it comes to the point that you're like, find out like he's the killer. Like he's acting just like Stu from the first one. It's
also the way they kill Randy, I've always had a problem with. Like, that was kind of stupid how they did that to him.
Yeah, just pull him into the van. Yeah. And then also Billy's mom is the killer. And like, oh, yeah, I didn't recognize you. You lost weight and got plastic surgery in the last 2 years. Oh, but then it like the actress, I feel like you remember her from the Roseanne show? Yeah, I was like, that's Roseanne's friend. And she's a fucking one of the killers. No.
But to be fair though, like when you first watch that movie, you don't suspect that. I don't think anyone saw her being the killer.
No, absolutely not. Because I mean, you fucking,
we all thought it was that boyfriend. They did it great when you first watched that movie and stuff. So
yeah, and because I mean, was the plastic surgery just that fucking impeccable that nobody could recognize her?
Well, to be fair, the only one that should have recognized her that she was around all the time was Gail. Gail was with her most of the time. Sydney didn't see her the whole time till the end. That's why it was like. So
okay, well, that's stupid. My second favorite, one that you hated, Scream 4.
Fucking
I feel like
terrible.
It revitalized everything.
Oh my god, you're
the beginning. I loved how it kept rolling. I thought that was fun to get you back into it. I loved the new characters. I was a big Hayden Panettiere head back in 2011, right? Like I was all about her. Heroes.
She's still around.
Well, she's a little fucking weird now. And then I did not like her in the newest version. I was like, okay, yeah, now she's a fucking, you know, they probably played off. She's a member of the FBI. Okay. Or whatever. I don't know what she was. It was that bad. I don't give a shit about it. But Scream 4, I loved it. I really did love it. The kills were solid. I just enjoyed everything. Like you said, okay, maybe the ending, you're like, what? They can't be the killer. But it's just as much as fucking Billy's mom can't be the killer.
But
fucking woman in her late 50s who had a massive weight reduction and plastic surgery. I don't believe she's killing anybody the way that they set those up.
I think my biggest problem with that movie that I kind of said is just it was way over the top with like the killings and stuff like that. Like to me, the thing I like, maybe this goes back to why I like the Scream movies too, is like, we know the people get killed, but it wasn't the same as like some of the other ones where it was like, cutting them up and things like that. It's like, they got stabbed, they're dead. Like obviously you get stabbed a couple times, but when they start like cutting them up and their insides are falling out and shit like that, it's like, okay, you're going over the top now. And then the other things that I liked about the first couple of Screams is like, there wasn't like 20 people getting killed in the movie. It was like certain people got killed for a reason.
Yeah.
But in Scream 4, it's like everybody was getting killed in that bitch. The mom was sitting there by the door, you know, when Sydney's like, come on, her aunt or whatever. And all of a sudden she gets stabbed in the head. I was like, oh, come on.
I think they had to do that in four just to be like, whoever Ghostface is, or Ghostfaces, obviously, not fucking around this time. Everyone can get it.
It was too much.
That's just my thought. And how dare you put anything above the first scream, which is my number one. That should be that. That's like a, like, you know, on Twitter, don't they have something called freezing cold takes, where like they like send takes years later that were just awful. Like, oh, fucking Johnny Football is going to be the best quarterback in the NFL in 5 years. And someone's like, oh, look at this guy tweeted this back in fucking when he was a rookie. That's what you deserve right now for saying Scream 3 is the best Scream in the franchise. Scream 1 is iconic. We already talked about how it set up everything going forward. Stu is amazing. Sure, Billy is like, you know, a knockoff Johnny Depp. And like the whole time you kind of have a feeling he's the killer because he's just so fucking weird. Nev Campbell's awesome in it. Randy's amazing. Dewey. We talked about Rose McGowan. I'm forgetting her character's name right now. I just don't know. I don't know how you go against.
I didn't go against it. It's not like
you
I said
it
the
wasn't
worst.
The best. You said it wasn't the best.
Yeah, it's number
and you
one.
Gave three.
Three's number one for me, and that's number two.
Everyone.
I didn't say it's terrible.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. This might be the first one. Maybe the perfect slasher horror film, like the perfect one, and Halloween is my favorite, but this may be the best. And that's hard for me to say because I love Halloween, but the way that they in Scream, the way from the beginning all the way to the end, I don't think there's anything where you're like, I'm kind of bored, or that sticks out as like not believable. I mean, now in 2023, nobody has a landline, whatever. Outside of that, I don't know how. I don't know how the fuck you put three over one, but that's fine. Again, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Scream.
I mean, I told you.
Hey, before you, well, you did this. Scream 7's on the way. Okay. Maybe you'll put that as number one over three. I don't know. For those listening, before we get into the trivia that you have for me, you can watch Scream 1 through 3 on Max, and you can pretty much rent it anywhere else. You can watch Scream 4 on Peacock. And you can watch Scream 5 and 6 on Paramount Plus or Showtime.
Do you know why they're separate, by the way, like that?
Different companies put them out. You got the Weinsteins for 1 through 3, which, you know.
Well, that's the reason. After that whole Weinstein thing, the Scream franchise became, whoa, I just moved my mic. Franchise became available, and then a different company bought them. That's another reason why they're starting to come out now, too, is because someone owns them now, and they're like, hell, we're making money, so put them
out. I mean, the movies can be dog shit, and they're still going to make money because they're relatively inexpensive to make.
That's my problem, my worry about this next one coming out, because apparently this version, these new ones, with Ortega, that storyline's done.
Oh my god,
it's gonna be something new.
I bet you Gail's in it though.
So yeah, I'm just like, oh god, now what's gonna happen? Like Sydney's kids are gonna be the killer, and that's the other thing. Nev Campbell, like they still have to like. Apparently, she wasn't in the last one because of a contract thing.
Yeah.
So who knows if they figure out and even put her in these ones? And if they don't figure that out, that's gonna be a big L.
Yeah. Yep, I'm with you. All right, let's get into some trivia.
I wouldn't dream of breaking your underwear rule, Billy.
Billy.
Sorry, I've always been looking up. I've been trying to look up quotes. Here, that's the thing I love the best about like Scream 1 is there's some like great quotes.
Oh, they're
like
the best.
Like some of Stu's lines are so fucking funny. And so when he gets stabbed or whatever, you stabbed me in the wrong part, man.
I love when he picks up the phone after he's bleeding out.
Hello?
And Billy throws the phone at him because he's pissed. Fuck. And then she says, yeah, I remember exactly what Ned Campbell's character says, but he's like, did you really tell my mom? Or did you really call the cops? My mom's gonna be so mad at me.
And the way he dies or he just gets a TV on his head is so
he's so good in that fucking movie. Oh. Matthew Lillard really didn't take off after that. He played what's the
Scooby
dude's
Doo.
Name? Scooby-Doo.
Right, Sam Shaggy. Michelle Gellar was in that too. There we go.
Yeah,
connecting it all again.
Yeah.
All right, you want the trivias now?
Yeah, hopefully I can answer these.
All right, so these are
if it's anything about three, just fucking don't ask.
Yeah, well, it is. It's about the first three here. So these are questions I just came up with, and I'll just see where you're at. So here's the first one. It's a true or false.
Okay.
So true or false, Randy appears in Scream 3. This is kind of a good warm-up question for you.
True.
Yeah, Randy's in it. You know, obviously, he's dead in the second one. Yeah. But his sister brings the video thing. I always thought that was a little weird, too. Like, they've got this studio on lockdown, but somehow his sister just
appears. She just shows up.
And she's
so awkward. That actress. I mean, I don't know if she's that way in real life, but the character, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl?
And you got to be a hardcore Scream person when she pops up in Scream, was it 5? And she's back as the kid's parents. Yeah, and you're just like, oh, well, she's there.
There you are. Whatever. Yeah. Randy's sister.
Okay, next question. Now, this one's this is much harder for you, so be ready for this one.
Okay.
Technically, so this is based actually on the whole franchise.
Okay.
Technically, there are two characters from Scream 1 that are, you said that Courtney Cox's character's alive. Okay, so three. We know Courtney Cox's character's still alive. There's two others that are technically still alive. Who are they?
Okay. From the original film?
From Scream 1, yeah.
That are still alive. Well, Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Still alive. You are, and you said Gail already.
Gail, yeah.
I'm not Gail. Let's see. The original. Sydney, Gail. Dewey's dead. Obviously, Randy, Stu, Billy are dead. Whatever Rose McGowan's character was named, she's dead. The dad is dead, I think. I don't know who else besides those two.
So you're giving up?
Yeah, I don't know the third.
You said it. The dad's technically still alive. He's never been dead. Isn't that?
Oh,
great?
You're right. In the third one,
he's there with her at that house and there wherever she is living.
Yeah, but in the third one, my bad, I fucked that up. In the third one, the half brother is the son of the mom, and so he kills his dad, which is just a whole other weird thing. But anyway,
yeah, but yeah, the dad's technically. I mean, I told you that was going to be a tough one to think about. All right,
how do we know though? Do you want me to fact check it? Because maybe she's like, oh yeah, and then my dad in 2000.
I mean, you can if you want to, but I just watched these movies in the last couple of days, and they didn't ever say anything. Okay, here's your last one. There is a band in Scream 3. Where the posters in, you know how they always have like band posters in the room.
Okay.
The band is on the poster, and then they also have two different songs playing in the movie. What band is it?
In a band, and it's the year.
I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
They were very big at the time.
Yeah.
They actually did the whole soundtrack. I looked this up later. They did the whole soundtrack like they were the ones putting it together.
Is it Nickelback?
They went away, and they're unfortunately kind of coming back around right now.
Oh. They're coming back around. I'm trying to think of 2000 bands. So like Nickelback popped in my head, Limp Bizkit popped in my head, Korn. And you wouldn't say, unfortunately, the Limp Bizkit or Korn, I don't imagine. It's not Nickelback?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
You're wrong. It's Creed.
Creed, fuck. That's what I mean, they're all the same.
I want to read this Creed. To you. This God soundtrack, you know, for all us new metal fans out there, shout out to Rob Reynolds.
What is new metal?
Like Limp Bizkit, Korn. That's what they called that at the time. New
and
metal.
Creed is new metal?
No.
Okay.
Creed was just rock. But this soundtrack of that time is, you know, looking back on it now, it's pretty badass. We've got Creed, Slipknot, Finger 11, System of a Down, Seven Dust, Godsmack, Static X, Incubus for some reason, Fuel. Oh. And Power Man 5000 are all on. Oh, and Stained. They're all on the soundtrack.
Were they all on the same label? Because that sounds just like the Little Nicky soundtrack.
Dude, it's crazy if you think back to that time. This is something kids these days will never understand. Soundtracks in those days were so dope. Like you said, the Little Nicky was a great soundtrack. There was like soundtracks that were so good.
Yeah.
And this one was one of those soundtracks.
Okay. All right. Creed. I should have. God damn it. All right.
I can give you another hard question if you want, but you definitely won't get this.
Let's try it.
But this is based on one of the newer movies. I think. Oh, it's actually your stupid Scream 4 movie.
Oh.
In Scream 4, there's a different band poster in the room that they're in. Do you know what band it is?
Creed. It's not
Creed.
Well,
this is 2011.
Okay. Well.
No, Creed was not a thing then.
2011. What? Can you give me an idea of genre of music?
Like, Warped Tour rock, you know, poppy rock bands, you know, and they're still very big right now too.
I miss that whole era of Warped Tour bands. Can I phone a friend? Can I call Rob's wife, Lindsay Reynolds, and say, ask her who she saw in 2011 at the Warped Tour?
Go ahead.
I'm kidding.
You're not gonna get this.
Go ahead.
It's Fallout Boy.
Oh well, fuck yeah.
But that's a cool. That's another thing I kind of noticed. If you watch each Scream, you know, because they always have a room they go into. Each one kind of has a band poster and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool. Little things like that to pay attention to.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. There's your trivia for you.
That was
it. Okay. I mean, I could think some more if you'd like.
No, it's okay. That was hard though. I should have known Creed. God damn it.
Because remember
those things. You try to block those things out of your head.
Like there was a point in that movie where like where they walk in the room and it's like blare. Oh no, it's when so the third one, it's actually the start. Remember when what's his name that everyone thought was the killer, but it's not, so now he's got his own show.
Cotton Weary.
Yeah. So when he goes in that house and his girlfriend's there and that music starts playing, she's like, Cotton? That was Creed playing.
Okay. Cotton really got the raw deal. I mean, he's like a main focus, a main character kind of in Scream 2. But then, like,
well, then they made him look like they made it like he's an asshole through that whole movie, and then he comes the hero, and then Scream 3, he's just there for a split second.
Just the asshole that gets killed at the beginning, because, like, he's more famous at that point, it seems.
Yeah,
like, he made some money. I do love how they tie one and two together, because, like, when you're watching one, and you see him getting put into the police car on the TV, you're like, God, that guy's in some movies. But like, that's a weird part for him to have for just a half second. So he must have just been like already locked in for Scream 2 at that point, which is kind of cool.
We were giving out awards earlier. I want to give, I don't know what to call this one. The actor who thought he was going to be bigger and he definitely didn't have a big career. The actor that played
Billy.
The fuck happened to him? Like he was probably like if you look back on it, like he should have been a heartthrob actor and such, and now he's just he was nothing. Now he's the guy that appears in the new movies occasionally.
Skeet Ulrich. You want to know why he didn't have a good career? You want to know why?
Did he do some touchy touchy when he shouldn't have?
So let's think about it. This came out in 96. Lil Jon got famous around 2000. What does Skeet mean? Skeet.
Yeah, so I mean, how's that deal with him though? Like,
If that's your name, what movies are you going to get cast for?
Oh, come on, they're not casting because of his name.
Hi, my name's Seaman Ulrich.
No, they're not saying that's not why he didn't cast. Ulrich. There had to been some kind of reason why he didn't cast for things.
I think it was because he just wasn't very good, and like he kind of seems.
But like he had the look. Like that's the thing. Like,
I mean, a lot of people have the look of.
He had the Johnny Depp look. He had it though.
There's only one JD. Okay.
There's actually, if you think back to those start of those, I mean, obviously you said Drew Barrymore and Neve Campbell, but like a lot of those actors from those, they didn't really have much of a career besides the Scream movies. I mean, even at people like David Arquette and Courtney Cox, what the fuck have they done besides doing Scream movies? I mean, she was lucky she was already in Friends, but him, I mean.
David Arquette was a WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
You know, he's a C-list wrestler now.
And I think Neve Campbell. I was watching an interview with, I can't remember who it was, but they were just saying she's kind of a pain in the ass to work with, which is, you know, I mean, maybe why she wasn't in the most recent one because of contract disputes.
Well, I mean, to be fair with that, she just wanted to get paid like the other big things were and stuff like that. So,
But go watch Scream for sure. The first one. And according to Daniel, for sure, the third one.
Skip number four. It's fucking terrible. Just watch the TikTok version of it and you'll be fine.
I honestly think you could go from Scream, the first one, to four, and then you could probably just be good. If you want a newer version, you can go to five. Go one, four, five.
The new ones are good. Look,
Watch two up until Randy gets killed, then turn that shit off.
You've got to admit, the Scream 4, how they connect. Okay, she even kills her mom. Her mom gets killed, and it's just like, meh, meh.
That's cold-blooded.
What the fuck? Like, and then the ending, how they're just in the hospital. Like, everything's worked for her, but now she's in a hospital, and she's just going to be like, acting like she's asleep. But as soon as the guy walks out, wakes up and gets up. And where the fuck is everybody in this hospital, by the way? How is there nobody in the hospital working, but she's there by herself?
It's nighttime. You ever been to a hospital at night? Sometimes it's
There's still workers there. And get the fuck out of here with that. That was so dumb. I'm sorry. That was so dumb. That ending was horrible.
It was dumber than having Sydney's half brother that.
Yes, because that connected it. Yeah. That connected 1, 2, and 3.
Hey, I appreciate
that. Didn't do
you.
Shit. That didn't do anything but get Wes of last paycheck then for his deathbed, unfortunately.
Wow. You Sorry. Disrespectful son of a bitch. Okay.
Well, that's probably what happened. That's probably what happened. He's probably old and just like, okay, whatever.
God. All right. Thank you. Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to talk about before we leave?
Yeah.
Besides Scream 3 not being, but that we put that to bed. Go ahead.
I would just like to say, let's see. What am I going to say? Well, if you've never, what's the movie? There's a really great, if you want to watch some good horror films that Doug's never going to talk about, because they're foreign films. Oh, God, hold on.
You're so into, see, you don't even know the names. You're so into your foreign and art house fucking movies. And that's fine, but you're like, oh, watch El Dieu Toilette. It's in French, and it's about a, you know, serial killer that kills via hypnosis.
Okay, well, this first one was really, it was so good that they had to make an American version of it. And wow. I think the American version is now on Amazon. It's not as good. It's called Goodnight Mommy. I think it's in German originally. It is so fucking good. But if you want to watch one that's really, I've mentioned it before. I can't even remember what it's called. Just search for a movie where like they go to hell and it is so fucked up. It is.
Oh, I'm sure there's only one of those.
Oh
yeah.
My God. It's
a movie where they go to hell.
No, it is bad. And it's like in some Russian languages.
Oh, the Russian or the, no, you said it was German.
No, Goodnight Mommy's in German. This other one's in Russian where they go to hell. Goodnight Mommy's about these like twin kids and their mom. It's, and if they're the killers or not.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can just help people because if you can't even think of what the movie's called. Movie going to hell, Russian horror movie, Baskin.
Yeah. Oh, that movie is so, oh my God. I'm just warning you guys. If you don't, definitely don't watch it with kids. Yeah. If you have like a significant other that's a little iffy on horror films, probably don't watch it with them either. Cause don't this movie is hardcore fucking bonkers.
Don't you have a hard time? Is it dubbed or is it subtitles?
Subtitles.
Don't you have a hard time watching a horror film with subtitles? Because I do. I'm going to be honest. Like me reading and then like also paying attention to what's going on the screen is tough for me.
Well, here's the thing. Like the thing, like the Goodnight Mommy one, there's not a whole, this is probably why it's so good, is there's not a lot of talking. It's a lot of like your mind, like, you know, does like the camera things where you're like, is this about to happen? This thing and stuff. And it's just like, get you. The thing that, we'll go on another tangent. The thing I don't like about a lot of new horror films, which is part of the reason why the newer Scream ones kind of had a lesser on me, is the, where they slowly turn and it does the like the loud thing and that's what gets you.
What?
It's like,
it's classic horror 101.
It's like, okay, we know it's coming and stuff. I don't know. We're like this one where like, it was so good how they still did the gotcha things, but it was like, you didn't really see it coming. The Baskin one though was,
great, huh?
I've told you a million times to watch it.
Subtitles. I have a hard time focusing on a horror film because I'm trying to, one, read the dialogue, but then also pay attention to things that like are on the screen, moving in the background and what have you.
I bet you watched that one on Netflix where they drop down each level. Wasn't that in a foreign film? Remember that?
I didn't watch that. I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't watch that one? Oh, what was it called? That one was so good too. I think it came out last year or the year before, but like it's like they go to this prison and they're on the level thing and it drops down each level. Kind of, does this sound familiar at all?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh my God.
I'm telling you, a lot of the form, unless it's dubbed, it's hard for me to watch. Like Veronica was a really good Spanish speaking horror film, but what they did was they dubbed it so I could watch it. And I don't mind when like the mouth is off from the dialogue, the voice, because I, you know, really enjoyed the early Godzilla movies as a kid. Doesn't bug me, right? But that fucking Veronica. You watch Veronica? We're talking
level
about
16.
Movies.
Level 16.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
That, oh my God, you need to fucking watch it. That is so good. Sorry, go ahead.
At this point, we're just naming movies we like. Veronica, if you want to watch a good one. That's really good.
I've never heard of it. Yeah, isn't that the lady from Scooby-Doo? No, she was in that other cartoon.
I don't know. Okay, thank you. And, I don't think you're ever going to live down Scream 3 is the best in this franchise, but I appreciate you taking.
Why don't you put a poll out there?
I will.
If anyone answers the poll.
I will.
And I guarantee, don't even talk about that. Just mention just ask them if they think Scream 4 is as shitty as it is, because it is.
What the hell is that? You all right?
Could you hear that noise? My window's open and I think someone has slammed on their brakes out there.
Okay. No, I'm going to ask. is Scream 3 better than Scream 1?
Well, yes, or no? Okay. It's
that's all I'm asking.
Dude, it's like this. It's like close and
it
close.
It is not 1A, 1B. This isn't, it is, you know, so close. Michael Jordan, LeBron. This isn't none of that. It's not.
Yeah,
even
it is. Close. It's there. It's there. It's
if
that
Scream
close.
1 is Michael Jordan, Scream 3 is like fucking Mark Price.
Scream 4 is Mario Herzog, or however the hell you say his name. That's how bad that
Zonya?
Is.
No. Yeah, get out of here.
Fucking terrible.
All right. I'm ending this recording.
It's so bad.
Ha 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 ha!